Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LNZ.
AC2WI.
Okay, we'll start with you two there. KA2LNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, hi Jeff, hi Pete, everybody else is listening. Well, it was a nice day down here today. We stayed around 80, didn't get too much above that. And we did lose the sunshine though through the afternoon. There's a lot of rain around us in the southern tier here, but so far we haven't gotten any. And did a little more cutting up on the branches that came down there Wednesday night, Friday night in the wind. Other than that, it was kind of a quiet day. So was this 373s too?
Wow.
KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jet. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the rest of the cleanup there. I guess you got a bit of wind there, what you were saying yesterday. So good luck with that, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
KC2WI, well, I headed up to Lake Pleasant Friday afternoon, and I did radio communications for the Paseco Triathlon Saturday morning, and I was wondering what was going to happen with the weather, and it turned out really good. We didn't get any rain or thunderstorm or anything like that, and then headed over to the Lake Pleasant Volunteer Fire Department for the annual community picnic, and that was really good as usual. Bunch of the hams went over there. Well, some of the guys are in the fire department. They had about five or six people came from down in the Gloversville area, and some of them are members of the Hamilton County Club anyway. And we had a pretty good downpour while we were sitting there in the firehouse, but we didn't get a ton of rain. And then yesterday, really it didn't rain. I don't think it rained at all. Sun was in and out. It was a pretty nice day. Finally got our dock put back together or finished some stuff on it and got the dock in the water fairly late. And this morning well, 9 o'clock I guess. Not real early, but 9 o'clock we took the boat, got that put in, and I headed back up here. Actually, I didn't. I hung around and did a little fiddling with the boat and the gas line and this and that and went for a swim and whatever, so I actually didn't get back until the afternoon. And it was pretty nice when I left. It was nice, mostly sunny, but in and out, you know, with clouds. And as I headed down downhill, it started to get a little darker, and I wisely stopped on 365, and I put my two side windows, zipped them back in, but I left the back one open. I figured, well, if it started raining, that's just a zip up. That's not, you know, finagling to get the panels on, and I should have just zipped it up, because within about 3 miles, I had to duck into a driveway underneath the trees and zip that up, and we had real heavy rain down around Prospect and Remsen and that, and by the time I got to Boonville, it had, I think it was about 5 o'clock, 4:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. It had stopped and it was sunny, and of course it rained off and on, so I don't know what happened down there for the fair parade, but I'm sure people got drizzled on. And I was pretty surprised. Here in Glenfield, the house is comfortable, warm, but comfortable, and it doesn't look like it rained much here. If it did, it was just a sprinkle, I guess, or it rained earlier and dried up already, but it doesn't feel like it's not damp and not real muggy or anything. So that's a weekend adventures here, and I'm, as usual, fiddling with computer stuff, updating some of my software things that I gotta update regularly and stuff like that. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Oh, well, sounds like you've been keeping busy then.
Oh.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. And you have a good one, and we'll catch up with you later.
This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Well, for myself, I pretty much worked today and picked some vegetables out of the garden there. I got some more zucchini out and probably about another 20 pounds. So, got to figure out what to do with that. And not much else going on. Looking forward to spending some time up here at camp soon. And that's about it. And also enjoying that this weather. It's not too cold and it's not too hot. It's just right. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
I don't know if you looked at the forecast, but the high is supposed to be 69 on Wednesday and the low is supposed to be 46. Then it's going back up somewhat, but we're tomorrow's supposed to be 79 and then the next day is supposed to be 69. So, I don't know, that's too cold. I think today was just about right.
Yeah, you're going to get these little flukes from time to time, and that's all right. That won't bother me none. It'll be a nice little cool break. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, this will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Did anybody hear that? I didn't, can't tell if my finger was on the mic or not.
Yeah.
Okay, then I just closed the net, so I didn't hear it come back to me. All right, KD2AIT clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Do we have any stations with or without traffic?
Says KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. No traffic.
This is KC2YXN.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
This is WAQU. Good evening.
Okay, we have a nice call up here. KD2, let's see what we got here. So stand by. We got KD2AIT, Jeff, M2WBX, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, KC2YXN, Kathy, and KC2WIP, WA2U, John. Thank you all for checking in. And anyone else for Rockcon? Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Rockcon?
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2MBU, thank you for checking in. and left. Okay, KJ2Q, John, thank you for checking in. And what else for that guy?
This is KJ2Q, no traffic.
Okay, KJ2Q, do you read me, John? You're checked in, you read me there?
Right.
Okay, you got quite a bit of hum on your signal, but I do copy and you are in the net, over. Okay, and anyone else for ACTON? Okay, final call for ACTON, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in here this evening. Do appreciate it. We haven't had this big turn out here in a long time. But check-ins are much appreciated, and I thank everyone very much. Hope everyone has a good evening. And 7312, KB2KOJ is correct.
82AIT, KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
Hey, I've been trying to think of something useful to do with Linux, and I come up with an idea I've been thinking about doing for years. Setting up a VPN. So when I'm up in Lake Pleasant, you know, I can be here. And that sounds like a good job. You ever do that with a Linux, set up a Linux a computer for and use it as VPN server?
No, not that I can recall. I've never done that before. I remember tinkering around with it once, and there were some ports I had to forward on the router. Just clicking through here on my screen to see if the settings are still on my router. Yeah, they were port 1723, TCP ports, I believe. But yeah, I've never really done that much with it. I mean, I've connected as a client many times. I've never set it up as a server.
Years ago, I mean, 10 years ago probably, I bought a VPN router. If I said the name, you'd probably recognize it. But anyway, and I never did get to set up the VPN part of it, and I used it as a, just, you know, normal for as my router. And things started getting flaky, and when I put another router in its place, it, you know, that took care of it, so there were some issues, and I never did, I wish I could remember the name of it. And I heard that they'll fix these things, you know, it's not the $50 router, it's $150, it wasn't a real expensive one, never did send it in. So I never got around to it, and boy, I think that would be just the handiest thing. I can remote into my computer here, but it'd be nice to basically be just connected to my network if I'm gone and get into any of the computers, you know, that have shared folders and stuff like that at least. And then once you have the VPN, of course, then all you have to do is have, whatever VNC on all your computers, and you can get to anyone from within your network, and that solves a lot of problems. I haven't even set up a client, VPN client, in years. Nobody's asked me to do that or fix theirs, but I've done it in the past, and as a client, it's usually not very hard to do on a Windows computer, but I'm trying to think of what useful thing can I do with Linux other than use it like Windows, which I don't see a lot of point in, you know. I could maybe do something like a file server, network attached storage, or something like that, but the VPN thing I could actually use.
I use a program called TeamViewer. I don't know if you ever heard of that, TeamViewer. And that allows me to connect all my Windows machines. It's almost like a remote desktop. basically that's what it is. So I don't have any need for that. Matter of fact, like the machine in here that runs the Echolink, I have TeamViewer on that, so I can just kind of ping to it, and it opens it up on my second screen over here. You know, we're only talking about across the room, but I mean, I could do the same thing theoretically anywhere with a network connection. But one of the interesting things you can do with a Linux server is to get an Apache server running with MySQL and get a web server going. You'd have to get a, you know, a what do they call them there? The dynamic IP services there. I think like they call it dynamic DNS or something. Matter of fact, some routers like Netgear, they have an option where you can set it up to ping, you know, dynamic DNS, and you know, you can. They have several different services that do it. Some are free and some aren't. And you can tell it to ping that provider, and it'll update your DNS record with your IP when your IP changes. So that's a pretty interesting thing, because then you can, you know, you can access it. You know, you can set it up as a regular website.
Yeah, I use, I've got TeamViewer that I use from between here and Lake Pleasant, and I got it on a few computers here, and I got it on my dad's computer, and I got it on my netbook and that, but, so I've played around with that, but, you know, technically if you really use that for commercial, of course, it's only license free for personal use. It works really good. And I know, I think, well, one in, for sure, but I think I met another guy told me, but a friend of mine who's a CPA, she bought, you know, the TeamViewer license, which is expensive, $700 or something. And that wouldn't be so bad, except you whatever version you get, and then when they update it, you don't get the updates. I think maybe you get one version update or something. But she said it was well worth it, because instead of, you know, for her case, she's not troubleshooting computers, but she's got businesses all over the place, you know, with QuickBooks. And in the old days, you know, she'd either have to go to the business or they'd have to bring a copy of their company file to her. And now, you know, she can just remote in and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and saves, you know, all kinds of travel time. And she's now kind of semi-retired, so she could be in Florida and do it, you know. So that works good, and I've used it. I also have, for my remote support, I do, you know, people call me up and, you know, get some kind of a problem if it isn't so severe that the computer isn't working. I set up a, what is it, UltraVNC, I guess, you know, remote support. And anytime I any used computer that I sell, or anytime I redo a computer, I put my little remote support, that's really the server, remote support application there, and so if somebody calls me, I say, okay, well, go, sounds easy to you and me, go, you know, go to the start menu and click on the ATS support, and you know, sometimes it takes me 20 minutes and they still can't figure out how to click on the start menu, all program, they just can't find it, I don't know what it is, but, and then on mine, I have the, really, the viewer, and the way that works is, I don't have a static IP, so yeah, that's what I do. I have a dynamic DNS, noip.com, that's one of them. That's what I happen to use. And I have a free account, which they only allow you, I think, three different machines or something. I think it's three. And you run the dynamic update client on the computer, and all it goes down to the noip.com, and it says my IP address is this, and then you address it by a user-friendly name, and it translates that to the IP address. And the only limitation of that for me is I can't, like, unlike TeamViewer, I can't be, like, you know, sitting at McDonald's, somebody calls me on the cell phone, I say, oh, let me take a look, I gotta be here. So I've done that. And then I've done between computers in the house just with a regular VNC as well on occasion.
Roger. When I worked for one client there, I had to do some support with his team, and we used to use that GoToAssist.com application, and they could just tell your clients to go to a URL, and it would automatically install the software, and you could do your remotes from there. And you could also set up, once you had the business version, you could set up multiple machines that you could automatically remote into at any time, and do it all right from your web browser. And that worked out. That was pretty nice. It's a little expensive, but it's not $700, I can tell you that. So that came in handy. And like I said, I think you would find running Apache with MySQL and PHP or maybe Ruby or something. You'd have a good time with that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that too. But it is nice. I mean, I've got my one that I sit here at the desk, which is an old XP. My other one, which is going to get, I don't know, maybe I'm going to change it. It only really works in safe mode now. I've been trying to figure out what's going on with this thing, so I think it's time to just reload it. So I have another one over on my other workbench, and I have the one in the back, which is kind of by, basically it's on the essentially the kitchen table. It's on the table where I got my ham stuff and a computer, and I usually sit eat there, and so I can browse. That's sort of a play computer, so to speak. Read stuff. Maybe once in a blue moon, watch something on YouTube or Hulu or something like that. I have Netflix, but I have one of those. A Sony DVD player and internet connected thingy, so I can watch Netflix I can do on a TV. But Hulu, you could do Hulu Plus if you pay for it, but if you don't have Hulu Plus, you can watch the free stuff on a computer, but it won't work with the dedicated box. So anyway, so I'm going between all these computers all the time, and I do have on my main office one a WinVNC something or the other. I can't even remember how I set it up. But I get to that. I don't have a VNC client on the other computer, but I have, you can get to it via Java through Internet Explorer. It works. It's not the greatest thing, but if I'm sitting back there and I want to look at what's on Outlook or something, I can do that. So, but I thought that just extending network to my dad's house would be kind of a nice thing. So I haven't done any research on it, but maybe I'll try that.
All right. Well, good luck with it. I wish I could tell you, give you some pointers on it, but I haven't messed around with that at all, so I don't even know where you would start as far as the server and on it. But it can't be too difficult because I hear a lot of people doing it, so... just have to take her around with it, I guess.
Well, I know that, you can do that with... I know you can do it with Linux. I know you can do it with Windows Server. Of course, Windows, you can do what they call, the remote access server. Windows XP Professional, and I assume... I've only done it on XP, but Vista and 7 and 8, I'm sure, they all, professional, quote-unquote, they all have the remote access server, so you can remote into them from any other, you could be on I think you can still do it to Windows, new Windows from Windows, you put the remote access client. And I think that supposedly, I haven't tried this, but supposedly it'll still work from like Windows 98. But, there again, that only works if you've got the IP address and all that stuff set up. Otherwise, you can't do it. And of course, through a router, you still have to have the port forwarding and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, well, I'll let you know if I try it. I'm still fiddling around with various Linuxes a little bit and starting to learn stuff. And I am kind of on the Debian-based stuff, which is, you know, Zorin, and I haven't actually run Ubuntu, but Zorin is Ubuntu. And so, and Puppy Linux, which is a different thing altogether. Puppy Linux is real interesting. You know, it's like 140 megs and runs in RAM and all that stuff. But it's different. So I don't know how practical it is. It's great for, you know, booting from a CD and getting files off a hard drive and stuff.
Roger.
Okay.
Good luck with it. I got to get back to work. So, late night for me. So, alright, I'll catch up with you later. KC2WI is KD2AIT.
Calculator KC2WI.